What a gift we have been given this morning, being here to share the efforts of our children and youth to make sense of the world and to identify things of value to them. Eli and Grace, we applaud your efforts to find meaning this year in your challenge program and your willingness to share your thoughts with all of us this morning. And Sam and Claudia and Jasper, who along with Eli have spent the year gathering ideas and information and questioning how to act on issues of importance. I know that Andy joins me in celebration of your participation and your engagement with life as well. So often the activities of our youth are kind of invisible to us, and yet you, our youth, are our teachers as much as we are yours. This is reciprocal work we do together. And it is a good habit to get into, as this tradition requires us to be lifelong learners, lifelong discerners, cradle to grave, as they say. One of my favorite thoughts from the Reverend Angus MacLean: religion, he says, without the adventure of becoming, is a poor business. How sad it would be if we never made the effort to share our deepest thoughts and beliefs. Unitarian Oliver Wendell Holmes' words in his bittersweet poem, The Voiceless: "Alas for those that never sing, but die with all their music in them." You, youth, have shared with us your music this morning, your discovery of meaning, of faith in the people with whom you journey, of a spirit that accompanies you, and the need for equal expression of belief, of the importance of living in the now, of being aware of that which is beyond yourself as well. It never ceases to amaze me that our youth, our children, come forward and share with us their stretching, their imagining. And yet, sometimes, we too seldom require that of ourselves as adults. I heard a radio spot from StoryCorps a year or so ago. It was about a child asking his father to tell him a story about his grandfather, who he had not known well. He was a kind man, the father remembers. He raised all eight of us without ever resorting to spanking or harsh words. He had a good heart. The father then goes on to relate a story about being with a group of friends on the way home from school, coming across a boy who was mentally challenged, and teasing him, "I threw a bottle cap at him," the father recalls, "and it hit him in the head. And my father witnessed this, and I figured I was in really big trouble. But instead, I saw tears on his face. 'I failed you,' he said. 'I didn't teach you well enough how to be a good human being.'" This is our task in faith community, all of our task. Not just parents or the occasional good soul who volunteers on Sunday morning or on field trips, but all of us, to be examples of what it means to be a good human being, to encourage and embrace our children and youth, knowing that they are mirrors of our own choices. They are waiting for their turn to pass on what they have learned for us, for good or ill. The same Angus MacLean reminds us in a well-known missive, it is not so much what we teach as how. The method, he said, is the message. The business of communicating values is as important as the values themselves, he said. Our children and youth must see in our behavior what we hope they will value in their own. So, for example, and parodying our book this morning, you are flying in your airplane and you remember the Duchess said, "Do drop in for tea sometime." So you do, only it makes a rather larger hole in her roof. What do you say, dear? "I'm sorry." it's not about the roof. It's about the apology. You are a nurse and you rush to see a patient because a dinosaur bit him. You bandage him all up and say, and he says, "Oh, nurse, you have saved my life. Thank you." What do you say, dear? "You're welcome." "You're good." As all, hopefully, are welcome to our care. These are not just manners. These are affairs of the heart. We must teach by example that compassion is not just good practice, but the foremost expression of love. That patience is not just a virtue, but an art worth pursuing. That at the end of the day, we are so much more together than we are apart. We should say to them, because we believe it of ourselves, "You are a marvel, so I will treat you as such. You are unique, so I will respect your integrity. In all the world, there is no other exactly like you. So I will listen and I will learn from you." We must all work to make this world worthy. And that can take a lifetime of learning. Let's get started. You have